half the animals when they go to the meat plant are handled in equipment I designed.
Okay.
And I've worked a long time in my life making slaughter plants a lot more humane. And I developed an auditing program for measuring it. Things are so much better now than they were 15 years ago. There's just no comparison. The bad old days in the 80s and the 90s were really awful, awful. I could get people to put in the new system, but it was hard to get people to manage it right. And then in 1999, I was hired by McDonald's Corporation to train their food safety auditors on how to do an audit where we measured handling, like how many cattle did you actually make unconscious on the first time you stunned them? How many times did you poke animals with prods? How much vocalization was going on, mooing and bellowing and squealing? How many animals were falling down? And they had to make certain numbers to pass the audit. And when you got a big retailer saying they got to do something, that brought about a lot of change. And it was my job to implement that, because we got to implement things out in the field that are actually going to work. One of the big problems I think we have today, in a lot of situations, is policymakers have gotten too far away from the field and it's gotten too abstract.
Making the changes to slaughterhouse conditions, what were they like before, and what were the changes that you made?
Well, the first change was equipment, and that was the easy part. The thing that was the hardest thing to change was the management attitude. You know, I find people will buy the thing way before that they will change the management. Now, if you want to see how a modern plant operates, I have a video. You can just type into Google, beef plant video tour with Temple Grandin. That will show things working right. You have to have both the right equipment and it's got to be managed right, or that equipment's absolutely useless. And we were able to take some of the older plants that didn't have the best equipment and make them work decently with a lot of simple repairs like non-slip flooring, changing lighting. Cattle don't like to go into dark places. They don't like to go into reflections, or there's a chain hanging down, or they're seeing people walking by, they're seeing their trucks going by. And you get rid of these distractions, then they'll walk right up the chute. And I always get asked, well, how stressful is slaughter? It's about the same amount of stress as going in a veterinary chute. And they can range from really low to not so low, depending on what good conditions are and how well the people are trained.
Right. So the machinery, is that a case-by-case basis, depending on the facility itself, the slaughterhouse, or?
Well, yes. The system I designed was for very, very large slaughter plants. And if you have a little small local plant, they can do a really good job and be really humane with some very simple equipment. You have to have a non-slip floor in a kill box. That's essential. That's easy to do. If they're looking out onto the slaughter floor, you need to block it up so they don't look out onto the slaughter floor. Get people calmed down. Don't be yelling and screaming, because animals get all fearful. They get scared and they get hard to handle. So it's training people. And even in a small plant that does not have any fancy equipment, they can do a really good job if they make a few simple changes.
You said that we need to change the way that we think when we think about animals. We need to be less abstract and connected to words.
I'm going to say we have to be more sensory-based. I tend to be a visual thinker. And some people tend to be an auditory thinker. You know, so, okay, I got asked in there about, well, how would I understand the dolphin since it lives in an auditory world? Well, since I'm a visual thinker, and it's very, very specific, and I see specific pictures of things, I'm imagining now how the dolphin is going to have specific audio files, you know, tone of the voice and things like that determine, you know, what it is. It's going to be audio, but very, very specific again.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with the dog smelling.
When you're talking about someone who's running some of these slaughter facilities, do you feel like it's necessary for them to think in this way in order to be humane, or is it just necessary for them to use the equipment in a certain way?
They have to use at least adequate equipment. It doesn't necessarily have to be state-of-the-art, but they have to have at least adequate equipment. And then they simply just have to do procedures right. I mean, I can train somebody in one afternoon, you know, how to handle the cattle right, and then they just have to do it. And then they need to measure the handling so they don't slowly slide back into old rough practices, and then they don't realize they're sliding back into old rough practices. Get that electric prodder out of their hand, stop yelling and screaming, you know, move in smaller groups of animals. It's a lot of simple things. Now, I have found that when I train people on how to handle livestock in a calm, low-stress manner, 20% of people get it. Oh, I get it. Oh, I'll change. I get it. Then there's another 70% of people that I constantly have to supervise. And then, unfortunately, there's 10% of people that should not be handling animals, both at a slaughter plant and out on a farm.
Why do you think there's such a large majority of people who you constantly have to oversee.
Well, what happens if you don't monitor it, they slide back. Just imagine if the police never monitored speeding. Most drivers are pretty good drivers, but, you know, 70% of the people are going to go back and speed again. And the police have got to monitor just enough speeding, and it's just enough fear of losing your license, that you're not going 100 miles an hour, you know, through a residential neighborhood.
Did you grow up on a farm?
I grew up in suburban Massachusetts. They did have a little farm across the street that had some chickens. And then when I was 14, I went to boarding school that had a dairy. And when I was 15, I went out to Arizona. When I was very, very young, the only farm animals I was exposed to was laying hens.
Did you always feel connected?
Well, one of the things that's really helped me in my work with animals is I think completely visually. And that's more like how an animal thinks. And when animals get scared of stuff, vision is often the dominant sense when it's something they're afraid of or it's something they hear. Usually, when something, if you're out in the wild and something's going to eat you, if you want to see it before it gets too close or hear it before it gets too close.